If you made it to the end of the debate last night, you might have heard the brief mention of climate change. Considering it could spell the fate for tens of millions of people around the globe, climate change is not getting a whole lot of attention in this election. One activist group, though, is spending a lot of time on it. They're trying to motivate young people to get out and vote with climate change as the top priority. The World's Jason Margolis brings us this story from Pennsylvania and North Carolina.
8 years ago, Barack Obama carried the state of North Carolina by just 14,000 votes. 4 years later, the state flipped back to the Republicans and Mitt Romney, also in a tight election. So to say that every vote matters in North Carolina, it's not hyperbole. 32-year-old Ramon Rushing knows this. He lives in Georgia, but recently loaded up his car and drove 6 hours northeast to Raleigh.
It's campaign life. For campaign work, you really just need clothes and notepads. Couple of jeans, couple of pairs of shirts, and comfortable shoes, and here I am.
Rushing signed on with Next Gen Climate, an organization targeting young voters in 7 battleground states. It's largely funded by billionaire hedge fund manager and philanthropist Tom Steyer. The group is just getting going in North Carolina. The words Next Gen Climate are scribbled in marker on a piece of paper taped on an office door. There are also signs that say Stop Trump. Donald Trump has said climate change is a hoax and BS, and he's called for the elimination of environmental regulatory agencies.
Trump has already, you know, made statements that he will eliminate the EPA. Those sorts of ideas are things that, you know, just aren't in line with what we stand for. And so the idea of a President Trump to me is baffling and terrifying. And so
Trump has also said he'd cancel the Paris Climate Agreement, a landmark deal reached last year by 195 nations to mitigate greenhouse gases. Nearly 400 scientists, including 30 Nobel laureates, posted an open letter warning against Trump's positions. NextGen is getting the word out in New Hampshire, Ohio, Colorado.
We are on over 90 campuses in Pennsylvania.
I met Aliyah Cavalier with NextGen on Penn State's campus. The organization had 2 booths set up with volunteers trying to stop students walking by for just a few seconds.
Would you like to help us fight climate change real quick?
They talked to potential voters about rising sea levels, more flooding, intense storms, and droughts. Volunteers help students register, then ask them to fill out a personal commitment card.
Yeah, this is just saying that come November, you're going to be voting for people who have like climate change like at the forefront of their policy and who actually care about our planet.
For NextGen, that's not Trump or Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson. He says climate change is, quote, probably happening, but suggests the government shouldn't regulate greenhouse gases. Green Party candidate Jill Stein is calling for the country to have 100% renewable energy by 2030, but she's polling in the low single digits. I ask Aliyah Cavalier, are other candidates the wrong choices, or is Hillary Clinton the right choice?
Hillary Clinton is the right person to be president in this year. During the first presidential debate, Clinton came out swinging on climate change. When asked about the economy, the first thing she went to was transitioning to clean energy sources.
Cavalier says they've connected with close to 50,000 young voters in Pennsylvania. But can you motivate voters with a quick conversation like, hey, take a minute to fight climate change?
It's really tough to do.
Jonathan Chavez is with Social Sphere, a polling research firm in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Chavez says NextGen faces an uphill battle getting millennials excited about Hillary.
We recently conducted a focus group down in Philadelphia with undecided voters, where 7 of the 8 of them said that if given the choice, they would vote for a third Obama term over any of the candidates that were out there right now.
Young voters did come out in huge numbers for Bernie Sanders, but that enthusiasm hasn't rolled over to the Clinton campaign. Chavez says the other challenge NextGen faces is just getting young voters excited about environmental issues. Climate change ranks toward the bottom for American voters as a whole, and Chavez says it's not a top issue for millennials either.
One of the things that we hear over and over again is that the first thing millennials do in the morning is they wake up and turn on their phone to check their bank account balance to make sure that they have enough to get through the day. When you're having those kind of issues that are driving you, it's really hard for climate change to break through as the deciding factor in an election.
Young people I met on Penn State's campus, like Karina Munn, working with Next Gen Climate, disagree with that, though. She says climate change is top of mind.
I believe that this is really a huge challenge that our generation is going to have to face. We're going to have to face the consequences of what everyone before us has done or failed to do.
For The World, Jason Margolis, State College, Pennsylvania.